Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. So, are you familiar with the concept of a soul? I imagine you are. But what can you tell me about it? Not very much, I suppose. And this is despite the fact that you have one and has been in your possession literally since before you were born. Such an important concept, and yet most of us have learned so little about it. To rectify this, Rabbi Yochanan Bechhofer has a series called Body and Soul, which examines this crucial part of a person and its relationship with the more familiar body. Enjoy this excerpt from a shiur entitled, What Do We Really Know About Our Own Neshama?
Now we get to the point. Just like God is that way, He created a neshama. A neshama is a creation. It's not a piece of God, as is taught wrongly, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't divide himself up, right? But the neshama is a creation that Hashem created to be a metaphor for him. So he created a neshama to be a living metaphor for him, right? B'diyuk l'delei in his form. So mamish is not mamish.
Okay, it's not mamish.
No, ma'am. Choloko kami ma.
Where's that quote from?
So the question, I don't know where is the original source, right? But I don't know, maybe I once researched it, but everyone agrees that it's not to be taken as a physical division, but it's rather to be understood that the neshama has dveikus in Hashem, right? Unites with Hashem the way you are a part of a family. Doesn't mean you're cut out of a family. And but as we say, the neshama, and it has this special relationship with Hashem because it is a creature that Hashem created to be a metaphor to understand Him. But it comes out like this. What's mysterious about God can be mysterious about the neshama. What we know about God is what we know about the neshama. As the Zohar goes on to say, right? Kigavna blah. Right, like in this way, Barnish Masa Badukaday, he created a neshama, a soul, in this form, this Kari Hashem Pulistila, right, that the neshama also, the only thing we know about it is what it does to us, you know, its interactions with us. B'chol Eber Vever Degufa, what it does in every organ and organ of the body. This Kari Alma Zira, because man's body, there's a very big principle that we're going to talk about at great length in this series. Man's body is called Alma Zeira, Olam Katan, a small world. We are a mini reality, right? Hashem administering the world is like the neshama administering the body. Just like the master of universe, Hashem, runs all his creations and every generation, right? Hashem, administers them the fee in accordance with what they deserve, right? If we merit more, we get more. We merit less, we get less. Listen to this. Kach nishmasa, so also the soul. Kafum of that call aver ve'aver, every organ and organ, you know? How Eber David Bay Pikuda, the organ that does a mitzvah, it kari nishmasel gabe chemla v'chizda chine v'rachame. Right. So now the neshama will now manifest itself in that organ because the organ earned it and do it in a way that's merciful and kind and shiny and all good stuff. Right. Ubahu Eber David Ba'avera. But on that organ, which actually did, God forbid, a sin, right? It created the neshama gabea dina v'chema v'kas. The neshama sides from fully manifest itself there, but it'll show anger and retribution on that organ, right?
Hard to say which one is involved.
What?
Hard to say which one is pinpointed to
be involved. No, We'll talk about the parallels, what aspect of neshama rests in what aspect of body. Right? But the Zohar speaking generally, that the way the world acts, God responds in how he'll administer and manifest himself within the world. Same thing with the neshama and the body. The body behaves, the neshama sits well, and sits there with a sense of kindness, right? The body misbehaves, the neshama doesn't sit well, and there's a form of anger and retribution and withholding of goodness, right? That's the neshama sits in the body the way Hashem's divine presence sits in the world and administers the body in response to what the body does. But if you take a neshama out of a body, who should the neshama have mercy on or cruelty on? So the only thing we know about the neshama is how it administers the body, and anything that you could say about the neshama only applies when it's in the body. Seemingly, like the only thing we can say about God is what he does for us. We don't know about him anything outside of him being the Borei Umani, right? The creator, and he who conducts our affairs. The neshama is the same way.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on OUTorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.